Suffering is not the problem. We can't always be happy. Loneliness, despair, pain, and suffering are parts of life. Sometimes we need to cry for help, to call out for attention. It's not the pain that makes us think about ending life. It's the loneliness, the feeling that no one understands or cares. If you can share your suffering with another, almost anyone, you feel some release. You might need to look far and wide to find someone you can trust. But there's always somebody. Don't give up. Here's another insight that might surprise you. Pain and suffering make life beautiful. This might be hard to believe while you're suffering, but the lessons you can learn from hardships are jewels to cherish. If you're suffering, it means you have a heart. Suffering is evidence of your capacity to love. And only those who understand suffering can understand life and help others. The world needs your suffering, your courage, and your strength. Don't try to kill your pain. Share it with another. Communicate it. If the first person you talk to isn't the right one, find someone else. Somebody somewhere wants to listen to your pain, to connect with you and understand you. When you find them, when you lighten your burden and discover the jewels and joy that are alive beneath the pain, later you'll be present for others who are suffering. We suffer and we love, but we cannot die. Death is not the end of life. Life and death inter are. Whether we believe in an afterlife or in nothing at all after life, death is never real. Look at your life deeply, your history and your future. See the afterlife and the before life right in the present moment. Life flows from before through now into the future. Birth and death are the same river. Do you believe that after death, there is a place where there's only light or only darkness? Where there is light, there is darkness. Where there is day, there is night. If you really want to die, you need to learn to live fully. With all of life's ups and downs, trials and rewards, joys and pain, they're all part of the picture. When my son began to ride a bicycle, I'd run after him every time he fell. I meant to comfort him, but he just stood up and got back on the bike. Learning to live includes falling down and standing up. When you're ready, no obstacle is too big. When life is easy, we might not learn anything. In times of darkness, we need to bring our resources forward. When we understand the nature of life, we see its fragility, and we also see its beauty and wholeness. Some days, the ocean surface is tranquil. Other days, when the surf is up, we see sets of individual waves, sometimes big ones, sometimes small. In either case, it's all a vast body of water that is made of many of the same compounds as the blood coursing through our veins. Our body mind is a place where thoughts and emotions pass. And it's also the place with a boundless capacity for love. Have the people you've loved betrayed you? Are you angry at them and refuse to trust anyone anymore? That's fine. Look deeply at your mind and see what else is going on. The moment we understand our mind, we become filled with love and forgiveness, free of blame and even of the concept of death. We think we're born and are going to die, but that's an illusion. I was 13 when my father died. I thought he disappeared, but he didn't. My father is still here. When I look deeply, I can see him in my consciousness, in my life today. We human beings are magnificent. We cannot die or even disappear.